And we're back here at the Devil Radio Studio, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, DevilRadio927.com, or you can catch the Devil Radio app if you haven't downloaded that yet. Again, the self-proclaimed best app ever. Also, the Facebook page, streaming live with video. You can see Derek Peebles, Executive Director of Amoeba, Colin Murray, Executive Director of Dane by Local, all joining us today on the program. Gentlemen, we got a couple more things to talk about relating to this, and then I want to find out what the future plans are, as much as you can tell us about future plans for the organizations. I love the collaboration. Derek, something you mentioned just before the break was donations. And of course, I know a lot of people have seen, Amazon Smile started this Amazon Smile feature a couple of years ago. And what that's done, there have been studies of that in the nonprofit world. I work for a nonprofit. I do fundraising. That's actually made people less likely to make a donation to a nonprofit because they feel like, oh, that smile thing, that's given to them. I don't need to make my normal donation. And it's actually reduced funds coming to a number of nonprofits because of that. Just kind of that psychology and mentality that it has done to individuals who normally give. So we've actually found that's kind of a detriment to nonprofits. I took our nonprofit off of the Amazon Smile because of that factor and because of those recent studies that were coming out about that. So it reemphasizes the importance of local businesses, the ones you can call, email, contact, and quickly get a yes, an answer to. And most of the time they do say yes. So that's incredible. Colin, tell us about some of the local businesses here and the impact they make in terms of donations. I know you reach out, and how many times do people step up?
Yeah, it just amazes me how generous our local businesses are. Group Health Cooperative is a great example of that and a huge supporter of Dane by Local in the area here. You know, anytime that we've got something coming up, they're right there willing to help out. Madison Gas and Electric, the same thing with them, our utility company. Easy Office Products, you know, one quick call to Rose, and she's willing to do what she can to help. You know, these are businesses that have taken a beating on some of them. You know, things have not been easy in the office supply arena in recent years, and the pandemic even more so. But Rose is willing to try to work with us best that we can. We are certainly working with her as well. We need businesses like that to stick around. And the list goes on and on of supporters. We've got many of them acknowledged on our website as well.
Another thing Derek mentioned earlier was about land use. And what about commercial buildings, Derek? Our small businesses occupy a lot of spaces in downtowns and main streets, places like that. How crucial is it to keep them there?
Well, it's very crucial to keep them there because it keeps the community identity. And when a Starbucks moves into town or a big box chain moves into town, that really depletes. It's the first sign that the community identity of a specific neighborhood or business district is on the decline. And so it's really important to maintain community identity, because when you think about the resurgence that we had in independent bookstores, the consumers were looking for not only to buy a book at their independent bookstore, but they were looking for, they shop at those bookstores because of the identity and because they want that lifestyle in their neighborhood. And so independent bookstores, in a way, kind of became lifestyle businesses. And the ones that were able to, really kind of do better and kind of turn things around were independent bookstores that were able to open up cafes in their shops. And it's really, again, it's about the relationship that consumers have with their local business owner. And again, that has enormous impacts for the sustainability of that local neighborhood or community. So it's very important.
Yeah.
And throughout the pandemic, we've seen a lot of displacement.
Sorry, Derek.
Of small businesses, sure.
Another quick thing I think is brought to my mind was a lot of times those bigger chains come in, there might be an older building there, and they'll tear down and build the building that they want to look like them, right? But Colin, mm-hmm. We've seen even local examples here, like with Sun Cafe over in Mount Horeb. They took over an old building, renovated the space, spruced it up, but, you know, kept that old building, which meant something to the community and meant something to their business.
Yeah, yeah, that's a great example in Mount Horeb with Sun Cafe. And if you've gone there, you know that they kept the character of the building. They did a great job with that. And it's a thriving business, and the neighborhood is supporting it. And that's great. You know, and it just adds to the vitality of the downtown area, and it spreads. Now, Mount Horeb has got a number of new businesses that have just opened up in the last year. So it's spreading. You know, so that's a great thing. That's good for the local economy and for a small town like Mount Horeb.
We're talking with Executive Director Colin Murray of Dame by Local and Derek Peebles, the Executive Director of Amoeba. Derek, we don't want all of our communities to look the same. That uniqueness and identity is crucial. We love that part about it. So let's keep our local businesses going. What is on the horizon? What's next for Amoeba? What's next for our local businesses?
Sure. Well, you know, the vision is to turn consumers back into citizens. Right. And I think that's where Amoeba is well poised. You know, I talk about educating consumers, but really what I'm talking about is that we're educating citizens. Big box change, big business has gotten us into this mindset of consumerism. And what needs to happen in order to save our community identity is we need to get back to citizenship. And what that means is continuing to invest your dollars at local banks and spend your dollars at local communities. People are more aware of that now. And we're going to continue that effort to create that awareness.
I think it's really wonderful, the message, getting that information out there and getting people to think like that, because we know the marketing power of large corporations. So for small businesses to have a good voice too, to get the word out and understand the impact of what your buying choices mean and also how that connects you to your community is vital. The other key thing, Colin, that we've talked about a bunch is customer service, right? And you just mentioned the experience, the customers, the staff celebrations that happen, but the service, it's because those staff are more connected to the local business because they care, and it's an emphasis for them to give incredible customer service.
Yep, that absolutely. You know, you walk into one of these local businesses and they recognize you, right?
It's like cheers. It's like cheers, Colin.
exactly. Yeah. So, and again, you're not going to get that when you walk into Walmart. You might get a greeter at the front door. I don't know. Do they even do that anymore? I don't go to Walmart, so I don't know. You know, that's the kind of atmosphere you're going to get there from the local businesses. That you're not going to get at the big box stores. You know, another thing that we found locally here that's definitely helped us and is continuing to grow is the Shop Indie Local program that Amoeba has put together. And we plug into that here November, December in particular. Now it's being expanded throughout the course of the year. So probably hear more about that in the year to come with Amoeba's expansion of that as well. So just another program that we like to use here that is really orchestrated by Amoeba.
Derek, I can't thank you enough for your time. We talked with us. Thanks so much for taking the hour to spend with us. Derek Peebles from the American Independent Business Alliance, the executive director there, trying to cause some good trouble in Cincinnati, Ohio as well. Colin Murray, executive director of Dane by Local. We hope you enjoyed the show today. It was insightful, informational, and wonderful talk from some great leaders here across our country. Champions for small businesses. Derek, keep up the great work. Thanks for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jason. This was great.
And Colin, as always, good to chat with you. You guys take care of yourselves. Stay well out there. Enjoy your last official weekend before Labor Day weekend. And summer's flying by. So soak it up while you can. Before you know it, we'll be putting jackets and hats on. Catch you next week here on Let's Get Local.